All right, everyone. We know that there is still ongoing news about folks making it into outer space, and not just the astronauts anymore either. They want to take we the people into outer space. People have the money who can hop on one of those spacecrafts, head on out to outer space, spend some time there, come on back home. But one of the things to think about is, what if something goes wrong? We kind of think about this a little bit maybe when we're watching some kind of show that shows people out in outer space, but we may not really be thinking about it much. I mean, not to the point where it's at the forefront of our minds. But I think it's something we need to think about. What if something goes wrong? And right now, I'm not thinking so much about something going wrong with the craft as I am the possibility of something going wrong with the human body. And not just, you know, a little bit of upset stomach. I'm talking about where something goes wrong and surgery is needed. Remember how we've seen the pictures of human beings floating through the air? Stuff that they're grabbing, floating through the air. They got to be able to hold on to the food or it'll float in the air because of the lack of gravity. What happens if something goes wrong enough while someone is in space that surgery becomes necessary? It is sure enough needed. Well, let's get some ideas on that, some thoughts on it anyway. Courtesy of Secret.com and see what might take place if surgery is needed. As a matter of fact, has that already been the case and we just haven't read about it?
What happens if an astronaut gets sick or injured in space?
On the moon, you're over 3 days away, or on Mars, you could be as much as 8 months away. Not everybody on a crew to Mars is going to be a physician. You have to be able to operate autonomously.
Dr. George Pantelis and the team at University of Louisville are working with NASA, Carnegie Mellon University, and Baylor College of Medicine to develop novel ways to perform complicated procedures in near zero gravity.
When you're working in weightlessness, it completely changes how you interact with your instruments, how you interact with your supplies and equipment, how you interact with your patient. Whoever is providing the care has to be somehow or another fixed in place, as does the patient, so that you can interact with them successfully and safely.
In addition to overcoming the challenges of weightlessness, the team has to consider the size, shape, and efficiency of medical tools.
You can only take so much with you given the thrust capabilities of the launch vehicle, the power, the volume available for storage in the spacecraft, and everything. As we're starting to anticipate using a robot as a surgical assistant during a spaceflight, might we need to redesign some of the surgical tools, both to make them easy for the robot to identify visually, as well as to pick up with their fingers and to then hand it to the surgeon when the surgeon needs it, or to manipulate the instrument themselves.
George and his students have brainstormed and built several answers to the challenge of space medicine, from fluid containment to 3D printing.
When we're working in weightlessness, especially when we're doing new procedures and working with new materials and materials that might be hazardous, we want to make sure that they don't get out into the rest of the environment. A glove box is a container that you put an object in to keep it from getting away, simply put, or to provide special treatment. We've had to create a very brand new glove box that will fit in the size limitation of the suborbital spacecraft. During surgery on the Earth, you might have one instrument to provide suction. You might have another instrument to provide cautery. We've created an instrument that combines all of those things together. So in one instrument, the surgeon, at the push of a button, can do suction, irrigation, illumination, and eventually will be able to do cautery. We've developed a hemispherical dome that you can put over the location of where the surgery is going to take place to contain surgical fluid. With wound waste recovery, the idea is to recover all of these fluids and try to filter it and treat it. The output from that would be drinkable water, sterile water, or sterile saline.
Which sounds gross, but could help support astronauts on long-term space missions.
For an exploration space mission, there will be some kind of fabrication module on board that can 3D print plastics, polymers, metals, tissue, electronics, and hybrid materials. Those materials can be recycled and put back into the source material storage to 3D print or some other tool or replacement part that might come up needed later in the mission.
Once George and his team are ready to test out their new designs, they'll travel to the Johnson Space Center in Houston, where they'll test their tools on the NASA Zero-G plane.
And the preparations for a test flight with NASA is pretty intensive, but once you get up in the air and you actually start to see things work, that's when things get really exciting and lots of fun. Working in weightlessness is such a unique experience. Even though it's challenging, it's also very pleasant.
Though it takes several years for the designs to be tested and approved by the FDA, George's research is paving the way for safer and more feasible human space travel.
If we can accomplish this kind of medical care during an exploration space mission, there's a good chance we could do it, let's say, on a lunar colony that's been established for visitors to come and visit the moon. Now, as it turns out, medical tools and instruments and monitors that are going to be used in spaceflight could potentially be very beneficial to make surgical procedures back on the ground go a lot better.
I tell you what, one of those points he made towards the end there, inventions that they're using in space, making things better, right here on the Earth. I was sure thinking about it. 3D printers printing out a lot of the things that they need. I mean, this is fascinating. Fascinating. And I'm glad, really and truly, that they're going to be thinking about going about ways of helping us use that down here on this Earth. A lot of money is going into the research and development, etc., all that they're doing. And so it definitely needs to be something that will benefit us here on the Earth as well. Be thinking about that. Be thinking about it. Are you ready to make that flight? Outer space. Remember, they're going to have some hypersonic planes that they're working on. They want to be able to get us into outer space and back to the Earth. More than five times the speed of sound. All right, I'll be right back.